Classmates 3. Students book. Step forward. A. Exercise 2.
Shaping our future together. Have you ever dreamed of living in a perfect world? What does it look like? Most people imagine a peaceful place with no wars. No one is poor or hungry, and there are no problems like climate change or endangered animals. For some people, this isn't just a dream, however. At the United Nations, this is a vision they are working towards every day. Between 1914 and 1918, there was a terrible war. 16 million people died, and people called it the war to end all wars, because it was so awful that no one believed it could ever happen again. But just 21 years later, another war began. It lasted 6 years, and about 80 million people were killed. US President Franklin D. Roosevelt decided it was necessary to create an organization to prevent another big war. He called it the United Nations. The United Nations, UN, began in 1945, when people from 50 countries met in San Francisco, USA. They wrote and signed a document called the United Nations Charter. It described how they wanted the UN to prevent war and solve economic, health, and environmental problems. The 24th of October, the day the Charter was signed in 1945, is now United Nations Day. It is celebrated every year in countries all around the world, especially in schools, where children dress up and learn about other cultures and the work of the UN. Since it began in 1945, the UN has always had the same flag, a map of the world with an olive branch on either side. The two olive branches represent peace, and the map shows that the UN's work includes the whole world, and it really does. Although the UN only has 6 official languages, English, Spanish, Arabic, Chinese, French, and Russian, these days there are 193 countries in the organization. The last country to join was the Republic of South Sudan on the 9th of July, 2011. The UN has grown a lot since it started, but its mission remains the same. Its members still try every day to get one step closer towards a perfect world. Antonio Guterres, who works for the UN, says the organization has a commitment to heal our planet, to leave no one behind. It's a very difficult job. Some people might even say it is impossible. But Antonio Guterres knows that all dreams take hard work and time to come true. Despite the odds and the obstacles, he says, we never give up.